Welcome to the True Travelers Society Daily Podcast, your source for inspiring stories in sustainable travel and volunteer tourism. Today is November 27th, and we're spotlighting how travelers are rolling up their sleeves to make a difference, from hurricane recovery in Jamaica to environmental decisions across the globe. Let's dive into the heart of positive travel impact. Our first story comes from Jamaica, where in the wake of Hurricane Melissa, stranded tourists have become unexpected heroes. Instead of waiting out flight delays in hotel lobbies, guests at the breathless Montego Bay Resort and Spa and Secrets St. James took to the streets, joining local staff to clear storm debris and help rebuild. Jamaica relies on tourism for over 30% of its GDP, and recovery from the storm's $10 billion in damages is a massive challenge. Yet, these ad hoc volunteer efforts from visitors have sped up cleanup, boosted morale, and shown what conscious travel is all about, stepping up to support communities in times of need. The takeaway? When disaster strikes, travelers willing to lend a hand can be vital to community resilience and recovery. Next, let's head to the United States, where there's big news for international travelers dreaming of seeing national treasures like the Grand Canyon and Yellowstone. Starting January 1st, a $100 surcharge will be added for non-U.S. residents entering 11 top national parks, with annual international passes rising from $80 to $250. The Department of the Interior says this ensures the millions of overseas visitors help fund park maintenance and infrastructure, helping preserve these spaces for future generations. On the flip side, some critics worry this could reduce international visitation and impact local economies that depend on that revenue. For tourism professionals, it's a call to clearly communicate these changes with travelers and to advocate for equitable solutions that fund conservation, but keep parks globally accessible. Conscious travelers, remember, a portion of your entrance fee now more directly supports the protection and upkeep of the world's most iconic wild places. Travelers passionate about combating climate change face new choices in the UK, where electric vehicle owners will soon pay a new tax based on miles driven. At 3 pence per mile, that's about £300 a year for those traveling 10,000 miles. The goal? To offset lost fuel tax and encourage everyone to pay a fair share for road wear. While running an electric car is still about half the cost of driving a petrol car, upfront costs are higher, and new taxes could slow the shift to cleaner transport. The risk, if too many people are discouraged from buying EVs, air quality and climate targets could suffer. For responsible operators, the message is clear: supporting cleaner transportation options and advocating for traveler incentives is vital for lowering tourism's carbon footprint. Quick recap. Today we saw how tourism can empower hurricane recovery, how new park policies intend to balance access and conservation, and how every decision in travel, whether at a park gate or behind the wheel, can move us toward or away from a sustainable future. If today's stories inspired you, be sure to subscribe. Visit our website for more ways to get involved and explore meaningful travel and volunteer opportunities around the world. Let's make travel a force for good together.